All right, I guess we'll get started.
I'm going to tell you a little
cool. Welcome to the Sandpoint City Council meeting of March 12th, 2024. This meeting will be called to order at 7 p.m. Roll call, please, Jade.
Mayor Smith?
Here.
Austin Roof?
Here.
Danny Gunderson?
Here.
Amy Eubanks?
Here.
Jack Foster Jr.?
Yes.
Marisa Gunderson?
Here.
Arlene Gunderson?
Here.
All right, we have a quorum at this time. Okay, we're going to leave that now. Okay. The first order of business is the approval of agenda. At this time, are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
Making motion to approve the agenda as written.
Okay.
Second.
Motion by Austin, second by Arlene. Roll call, please, Jake.
Marisa?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Amy?
Yep.
Jack?
Yes.
Janie?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
All right. Motion carried. So we'll go on to the next item, is public comments. Are there any public comments at this time? All right. Hearing none. We'll go on to the consent agenda. There is one item, the minutes of the regular meeting of February 13th, 2024. Everyone had a chance to read over the minutes. Any need for correction?
Yep.
Jack?
Under council comments, first paragraph that's written down where the last word is hoses that was supposed to be.
Thanks, Jack. Any other comments? All right. Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adopt the minutes of the February 13th, 2024 with correction.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Marita, second by Amy. Roll call, please, Jade.
Arlene?
Yes.
Marisa?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Janie?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
All right. Motion carried. Thank you. Okay, we'll move on to reports. And the first report is with Finance Officer Curtis Gunderson.
Good evening. In January, for raw fish tax, the city received $28,856.65. And for sales tax, we received $50,610.18.
All right. Thank you, Curtis. Any questions or comments for Curtis? All right. Seeing none, thank you, Curtis. Okay, we'll go on to the next report, which is the administrator's report with Debbie Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Council. A summary from since the last meeting of things that I've been working on. I have in here that there were no developments on the city sewer issue on Johnson's Avenue, but actually I've been able to network and found other sources of possible funding for either a job to do the project now or this summer or sooner than what ANPHC is saying that we can do it. And I've also entered it into the CAPSIS program with Representative Edgerman's office, who is also looking around at state agencies to see if they can find emergency money for that project. I wanted to just mention that ANT is, they're also keeping an eye out for emergency money, but the project that they have designed, they said that we can use that if we find money. So we don't have to go through a design process. We can use ANTHC's design. So I'm hoping that maybe we could find, if we can't find funding for the full $2 million project, if we can at least do something to fix it this summer. I did meet with ANTHC as well to confirm projects that they're working on for the city of Sandpoint and to understand how we could best work with them. There are, in addition to the project that I just talked about for the Johnson's Avenue, they're working on helping us try to get the new generator installed. They're working on projects that help me out, Dylan.
The filter media project and water treatment plant upgrade.
So they're working on designing that project, but the other one's already designed. I have been working with the Denali Commission to find possible transportation maintenance grant monies, which I think we have identified something. I'd need to have a match for that. So I will be, I don't know all the particulars yet. I will be getting into that in the next, probably next week, early next week. And then I'll have a report on that at the next meeting. Hopefully I'll be able to find a possible source of money to meet the match. I know there is a match on that grant. I don't know how much. I talked about, or we've been talking about strategic planning. We're still hoping, I believe I have a grant confirmed for that. And it looks like we're going to be scheduling that for the first week of April. Budget and finance. The audit is still behind. Of course, you know that. But we just I'm waiting on the FY22 budget journal or the audit journal entries to close out FY22. Our finance team is starting to work on FY23. I did actually talk to Irina, and she said that she will be able to start getting the reports and things ready for the auditor. So you'll see that in the agenda packet, there's a RFP response from one auditor that you'll be able to, that you can get to do our FY20, catch us up on our FY23 and our FY24 audit this year. I did speak with them as well, and as you can see in their RFP that they worked it out so that they can actually catch us up by the end of this year, which will be really good. It would be nice to get us caught up on the audit because it's needed to get some money from the state that we had one pot of money being held waiting for the FY22 audit. And also, as we're beginning to look more at grants and apply for grants, we will need to have those audits complete so that we can use them in our packages or even before they'll give us the money. I look forward to 6-month review. I just have this on here because I think that as we move forward with strategic planning, it's something that I would really like to encourage us to do with all of our department heads so that we're all moving in the same direction. We all understand the council's goals and why we are all here to improve quality of life for our residents of Sandpoint. So I'm looking forward to that. The bridge down at the harbor project was not funded. That finally came out. I think I met with the department last week, but the letter finally came out day before yesterday. And we did not get that money. I spoke with another my visit with the state led me to another grant opportunity where I can hopefully take that grant and get it funded in another way. I believe it's one of those ones that's tribal money, so I'll be hoping to work together with one of our tribes in Sandpoint to to get that money. I'm the lost fishing gear that I mentioned at the last meeting, the Denali Commission has agreed to help us try to get some money to the Peter Pan fishermen who lost gear at the Peter Pan fire down at the Spit. The wife, Bernie Weiss at the Aleutians Eastboro will be heading this up. And I'm not sure if it's him and I and Liza Mack, many of you might know her from Pink Cove, she's at the Denali Commission. We're kind of working together on this. So I'll keep you informed on that and our fishermen who have had a loss, and hopefully we can help them out for this season. Another exciting information that I could share with you is yesterday we got an email from Alaska Municipal League, and they are asking us to submit a list of all of the equipment that we need in the city. There is $4 million available for 8 communities in Southwest Alaska to help us hopefully fund equipment that we need. They're prioritizing dump equipment. So we have the I can't remember the name of that equipment.
Skid steer, excavator,
and hopefully a trailer. For sure, I think we might be able to get that, but we're submitting also with the grader and compactor.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't talked to Julius yet because he's not here. I'm actually going to submit this tomorrow. So if anybody has any more ideas, it doesn't hurt to get that on the list. I will be sending that tomorrow. Just get a hold of me. I'll be here in San Quentin at the office. That's all I have.
All right. Thanks, Debbie. Any questions or comments for Debbie? All right. Hearing none, I think we're all waiting here. But we'll move on to the next report. Thank you, Debbie. Which would be the Department of Public Safety with Police Chief Jeff Thompson. Are you there, Jeff? Jeff? You may have got cut off. I'm not so sure.
Mr. Mayor, I'm here.
I'm mute. Hello.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Oh. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Give me just a second. Okay. Yes, sir. Good evening, everyone. I'm going to go over the activity report for February of 2024 for the City of Sandpoint Police Department. We had 2 people arrested and lodged in the city jail. We had 1 violation of those 2 people arrested. 1 was arrested for violation of conditions of relief. 1 was an assault. 4. We had 30 calls to 911. And historically, for the month of February, that's right around the same number, close to the same number as the last few years. So that's holding about the same. Out of those 30 calls, 1 was a 911 non-emergency call. 1 was a for a fire. 6 were 911 hangups. 3 were 9 missed dials. We had 7 medical on-call requests. 3 EMS assists. 1 domestic. 3 disturbances. 1 welfare check. 1 disorderly conduct. 1 armed person. 2 requests for officer presence at the tavern. That's different than when we do bar checks, and that's part of our routine duty. This is where someone actually called in and asked for an officer to come by. Our next line in the report is the activity calls for service not on 911, meaning someone walked in the office and request services, or we came across them in our regular duties. We had 2 out of those calls, 2 suspicious activities were requested, one disturbance reported, one assault, and one theft. And those were all on calls for not on 911, came in other ways. The next line item on the activity report is the officer self-initiated activity. So what this means is if an officer is out on patrol, by his observations lead him to investigate an activity he sees ongoing. And this is the list of those calls. Two were suspicious persons or vehicles, 29 bar checks, four courtesy transports, 1,691 total business checks, 62 residence checks, 84 citizen contacts, five officer assists, two special details. Whenever we have this month in particular, they were both the same. Both of our special details were the same, and they were inmate transports to Anchorage, where we actually took someone and dropped them off in Anchorage that was under arrest. That'll happen when a trooper is not available, or if it's just coincidence that we happen to be, one of us happens to be flying to Anchorage during that time period. We'll do that. And we had two of those this month of February. We had, again, two arrests, two welfare checks, and two agency assists. In summary for the activity for the police department, we patrolled 821 miles, 1,691 business checks, 62 residence checks, 29 bar checks, 84 citizen contacts, two arrests in the city jail, or they were lodged in the city jail, and we served four civil papers for the month. That concludes the report for the police department activity report. If anyone has any questions, I'll be happy to answer.
Doesn't look like any questions at this time. So.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Oh, that was okay. I thought you had another portion there.
No, sir. No, sir. I'm done.
Okay. I misunderstood. So any questions? Thank you, Jeff. Any questions or comments for Jeff at this time? All right. Seeing none. But thanks, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we'll move on to the next report, which is EMS Director Brady Gatlin.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So this past month, EMS continues to operate as it should. Last month, we had seven call-outs, six of which were to medevacs and one was transport to the clinic. I've recently gone through the ambulance and assessed all of the equipment that we have and requesting two new medical bags and costing at $239 each, possibly, and an AED that is comprehensive with the clinic's AED. That AED is $4,000. The radio system continues to operate, and I'll continue to do checks on the radio system. Any questions for EMS?
All right, none.
Okay.
Go ahead with the fire.
Yeah. On to the fire. Last month, we had the Peter Pan fire. Regrettably, all was lost. The structure was a complete loss, as well as all the equipment in there. And we regret all the losses that members of the community have gone through. I would like to thank the police department, Jason Bornstead, Trey Newman, Jack Yeager, Amy Mack, Jeremy Crone, and Trident for the assistance that they provided. I've gone over our bylaws that we had and have presented additions to the bylaw, current bylaws that we have, in order for us to be compliant with the state, which is in the packet to be reviewed later. Any questions for the fire department?
see any at this time. So, all right.
Okay.
Thanks. When we get to the ordinance, I think we'll maybe get the approval for the firemen. Okay. Sounds good. All right. Thank you, Brady. All right. Move on to the next report, which Public Works is not present. Your report is in packet. Is there any questions? If not, Danny? So, go on to the next report, which is with Water and Sewer Supervisor, Dylan Jacobson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Monthly reports, monthly water samples, and quarterly water samples are done. We work with school maintenance on the drains, and then you prepare the school to unclog the sewer. We made repairs to upgrade the intake pump house. Got that back in working order. Brandon took a week-long wastewater stabilization fund class. One of our four required certifications from staff. So congrats, Brandon. And we talked to our NTHC program manager about the generator. He pictures and specs on the generator, and I got those to him. We got the ball moving on that.
All right.
That's all for me.
All right. Thanks, Dylan. Any questions or comments for Dylan? All right. Seeing none, thanks, Dylan. Good work with all the extras. All right. A lot of people's places freezing up. So anyway, we'll move on to the next report, which is with the Harbor Master, Alan Kuchinoff.
How's it going, everyone? For the month of February, we worked on some bilge blocks. We did some snow removal around the harbor. We work on the fire boat and the floating lift, which took up the majority of the time. The floating lift finally sunk. We took the starter out, ordered a new starter. We still have to test the fire boat on the float. We're working on an electrical issue that occurred due to high winds that took our panel with a switch on it and launched.
Okay, thank you, Alan. Any questions or comments for Alan? All right, seeing none. Thank you, Alan. Okay, we'll move on to, well, the next is the student representative report, which is in your packet also. She's also gone, so we'll go on. Unless one of these young people want to get that. Okay. We'll go on to hearings, ordinances, and resolutions. And the first is Ordinance 2024-01, amending the FY24 budget. We'll put it on the floor for the first reading. We have a, then do we have a motion to put Ordinance 2024-01, amending the FY24 budget, on the floor for the first reading?
Make a motion. I'll second.
Motion by Arlene. Any second? By Marita. What was this? I'll hand the floor to Debbie.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Before you is a ordinance 2401 for a mid-year budget amendment of the FY24 budget. This reflects on, the reason we do it this time of the year is to reflect on the fisheries for the FY, or for the budget that we passed. The FY24 budget that we passed in every year in June, first part of July. So we don't really understand, or we're just taking a really, just guessing on the, revenue and expenditures. Again, this year it seems like our expenses are outpacing our revenue due to fishing. We might be able to meet the budget this year, but so far I think that we're going to be a little over 100 and $50,000 maybe over, but we'll see that at the second reading. I will have this updated for you. My concern is in adding to the uncertainty for the city of Sandpoint is that we're behind on our audits, which I believe you're going to be taking care of later on in the meeting. And then we also have a situation where some of our accounting is inaccurate. So I know that you're going to be forming a finance committee to take a deeper dive into how maybe we can get back on track, and also to check out the FY22 audit recommended. I don't know if they were findings, but the recommendations from BDO, your auditor. I suggest that the council monitor this closely, which I, you know, if you have a budget committee or a finance committee, we will be doing that. And it's probably this year, again, I think we're going to have to really keep a close eye on our budget and our expenses for the year ahead. I have spent a lot of time in our FY24 budget and our finances, and while things are not all recorded correctly, I feel confident that this is somewhat accurate. Things are not maybe in the right account, but I believe that the money's in there, and we'll be able to hopefully, but at the next meeting I'm going to strive hard to have accurate numbers, and our finance team is also working on that. There's a proposed motion, but I believe we needed to put the wording on that.
Yeah, they've done before for first reading.
Mm-hmm.
That was all we do at the...
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll post, and
all right.
It'll be on the floor. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Deb. Any questions or comments for Debbie? None. Roll call. Do we report?
Amy?
Here.
Jamie?
Here.
Austin?
Yes.
Zach?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Rachel?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. First, yeah. Okay. All right. If that's the long sequence. No. Okay. We'll move on to the next order of business. Is an ordinance FY24-02, amending Chapter 4 Fire Department Code. So at this time, do we have a motion to put Ordinance 2024-02 on the floor for its first reading?
Make a motion to put Ordinance 2024-02, an ordinance of the City of Sandpoint, amending Chapter 4, Fire Department of the Sandpoint Municipal Code.
Motion by Arlene. Do we have a second?
Second.
By Austin. On this one, would you like to expand on that any?
Jamie. Roll call.
Roll call. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Rita?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Could you expand on that?
Oh, so, okay. Basically, as a fire department, the state has asked for bylaws from the department, which is in the ordinance of the city. So they sent me a sample report, and I pretty much went with the things that they had that we did not have in our ordinance already. Except a lot of the ordinance is the same, other than to reflect that anybody can hold the position of fire chief. I changed wording to the fire chief, and he or she, him or her, so forth and so on, to indicate that anybody could vote. It wasn't a specific male role. Within the ordinances, I put in eligibility for people to hire or bring on to the fire department with a probationary status that was not in the ordinance before. Three types of membership within the department, active, reserve, and retired, as well as the fire chief responsibilities along with the EMS coordinator and an assistant fire chief. And then I also added membership rules stating that they need to adhere to certain rules of the fire department. But for the most part, all the ordinances have remained the same that were already adopted in the ordinance.
Okay. Thank you, Brady. Any questions or comments on that part? And as we were trying to bring EMS and fire under an umbrella of Brady's office, we have direction to add him as the fire chief.
Are we looking for a motion here for this?
Well, that would be, it's not on the agenda, so if you give direction still, we've done that before.
Yeah.
Or we vote on it later. Because we didn't put the vote for it. Okay. All right, thanks. Thank you, Brady. We'll move on to the next order of business, which would be the resolution 2402, resolution of the City of Sandpoint appointing a finance committee. So do we have a motion to adopt 2402, appointing a finance committee?
I'll make a motion to adopt the resolution 2402.
I'll second it.
Motion by Jack.
Name.
I saw that after. We have a motion, and the committee would include Arlene, Austin, and Marita with an alternate of Janie as a backup and our finance team.
Part of your motion, correct, Jack?
Yep.
Thanks.
Thanks, Jade.
Second that. Okay, so we have a motion by Jack and a second by Janie.
Roll call,
please.
Janie? Yes. Austin?
Yes.
Risa?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Janie?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. Thank you. Okay, we'll move on to the next item is full business, and there is none. We'll go on to new business. And the first item is audit RFP. And there's one candidate, Altman, Rogers, and Company. So I'll ask for the motion to accept, before I hand the floor, motion to accept the RFP from Altman, Rogers, and Company. We have a motion.
Yeah. Do you want me to go over it first?
Or you can make the motion, and then we can hand the floor to Debbie afterwards.
So we're not voting on it until after she's done talking?
Correct.
Then
it'll be
on the floor.
Then it will be on the floor.
Make a motion for to talk about it.
Okay, we have a motion by Amy. Do we have a second?
Second.
There was a second by Austin. Now that it's on the floor, I'll hand the floor to Deb.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. In your packet is the responses to the RFP that you directed staff to put out. We had one response from a auditor for the FY 23, 24, and 25 audit. It can be expended extended for 2 years if you decide to do that. The City Council is behind an audit, but if this RFP is approved at this meeting, the new auditor will work to catch up on our audit by August of this year, and then we'll be back on track with him completing the FY24 audit in December of 24 of this year. BBO has done our audits for many years. We couldn't find new agreements we couldn't find any recent agreements with BDO to see what the charges were or anything about them, so we just we moved on, and with the auditor that applied to this is about, it looks like about $50,000 a year. I asked neighboring city councils, and this seems to be the going rate. So I think that's we're on track for that. That's what we've been paying BDO as well, with exception to this last year, was a lot more than that. So I would recommend that you approve this respond to this RFP and approve it. Other clients with Altman Rogers and Company include King Cole, Kodiak, and the Lake and Peninsula Borough. I believe the recommendations are also before you. So completing this audit is essential in moving us forward with getting back on track, and also for specific grants moving forward. There's a motion in the packet if you so wish.
All right. Thank you, Debbie. Any questions or comments for Debbie? All right. Seeing none. Roll call, please, Jay.
You were correct. The motion, you make the motion second and then have the discussion, then vote after. So, but their motion was to put on the floor for discussion.
Oh.
So we have to motion to approve. Are you?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay.
Selection of the Olman Rogers, Roger Olman, as our auditor for FY23 and FY24. We're going to make the motion for both those years. And 25.
I think for years ending, or you can just say the proposal before us, or the.
I second it. 23, 24.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. We have a motion by Amy.
Okay.
Marisa?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Jack?
Yep.
Jamie?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
All right. Motion carried. We'll go on to the next item, which is number 2 of new business, the old clinic lease request. We've had some debate on this early on, and we have the direction we wanted to take.
Yeah, direction to request the mayor and administration to meet with the parties to see if there's
request from Janice Shrablock Memorial Easter Egg Hunt in the amount of $500, I believe, what they originated, unless we have something different.
I make a motion to give the Janice Shavala Memorial Easterly Hunt a donation of $1,000.
All right. We have a motion to give $1,000 to the Janice Shraveloff Memorial Easter Egg Hunt. We have a second by Austin. Any comment?
Thank you for all you guys do with this. Amazing. Just love it.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you for doing this for a long time, and we appreciate that. I know. Probably don't get a lot of thank yous, but I love it. Thanks. Have
a good team.
All right. Thank you, guys. Roll call, please, Jay.
Austin?
Yes.
Marisa?
Yes.
Darlene?
Yes.
Jamie?
Yes.
Jack?
Yep.
Amy?
Yes.
All right, motion carried. So we'll go on to the next item of business, which is number 4 of new business, a donation request from the class of 2031. I think that was...
Hi.
I think we'll explain this one.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Jenny Ebing. I'm the 5th and 6th grade teacher this year, although I will be retaining my 5th graders next year to be the 6th grade teacher of these guys. We were studying Junior Alaska Studies, which is the 6th grade curriculum. My 5th graders were in the room, and we started talking about food security in Alaska, what we go through. We also started talking about some of the really great things in Alaska, like the train and the ferry system, and it got fired up, and we stopped the lesson, and we did this impromptu math lesson about what it would take to get to different places in Alaska to talk about the food systems that they have. Like, I know, having lived in Kodiak for so long, you know, they have Connex Farms, and they have hoop houses, and they have a pretty sophisticated system there. Although, you know, like us, one boat doesn't make it, and everybody runs out of eggs. So we started talking about that, and came up with this amazing trip, and I said, well, I don't think the administration's going to let us do it. And they were like, are you kidding? Go fundraise. So in doing so, we are doing a lot of fundraising, and we thought we'd hit up the city council. I have students that would like to explain a little bit about this. This is Lyra Rosette, and she is going to start.
Hello. We're here to talk about the trip the class of 2031 is planning next May. We are hoping the city of Sandpoint will help us reach our financial goal of $30,000 with a donation. A project will allow us to learn about how other communities like Kodiak, Homer, Stewart, Denali, Fairbanks, and others deal with food security. We are talking about and learning about how hard it is to get food to Sandpoint, especially when the boat is late, how good it is to grow our own food. We have tower gardens in our class and share lettuce with lunch program, how much better homegrown food is for us, and how other places deal with food security. Our trip will involve taking the ferry to Kodiak, learning what they do there, going to Homer, exploring the water and forestation center with the few farms area, and then on Stewart, where we will tour the sea life, take the train to Anchorage and on to Denali camp and see how they raise their vegetables and fruits, then go to Fairbanks.
Fairbanks has a UAF and it hosts the Botanical Gardens, which is the Center for Education for Culture. We will take a side trip to the Hot Springs, which is geothermal, and you can grow all the vegetables and year round. We will then board the train to Palmer area and to our from the storm bank. We want to understand what we could do to help Sandpoint become less reliant on the and how we can help our community start to grow up something. We think that everyone would really want to take care of each other's business and grow up food.
Thank you for considering a donation to us for this important trip.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys. Well done. Okay. So we've got a description. Yeah. Any comments or questions? Irene?
Did you say that this trip is going to be happening next year?
It will be.
Okay, yeah. So not this year at all?
No. But it's a considerable amount of money, so we're fundraising like crazy. And I know it seems counterintuitive, but we've had candy sales and bake sales, and we have plans to solicit other organizations for donations as well. I think what we're doing is getting the ground running. It's spring break, and I'm going home to sew quilts so we can do a raffle. Like, we're not messing around. These guys have been working all the time, and if you're a parent of any one of these kids, I got to tell you, they get taken off. This is, you know, their mission is to give these kids up. We really want to kind of count all our chicks and gather them.
Okay, I see that you do have a $5,000 request, and I was just wondering if we could
have to. We were kind of shooting the moon.
So if we put in, like, the $2,000 and see how your fundraising goes over the next year and then come back, and if you still need some assistance.
That sounds great. Maybe you think.
Thank you.
Yeah. We appreciate the council's consideration. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Arlene. If there's any other comments, if not, then do we have a motion to donate to the class of 2031 the amount of $2,000?
Okay, I'll make a motion to make a donation to the class of 2031 of $2,000 for the, what are you calling this?
The train trip.
Okay, we have a motion.
Food security.
Food security.
Right. Arlene, do we have a second?
I'll second.
By Jamie.
Can I come?
I know.
I need a driver.
All right. If there's no further comments or questions, roll call, please.
Zach?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Marita.
Yes.
All right. Motion carries. So.
I'll make a fun trip.
Yeah.
I know.
Thank you, guys. Very nicely presented.
Good job.
And good luck with the rest of the raising of the money. Yeah.
Oh, we'll be hitting you all up again.
Yeah.
For ticket sales.
You know where we are. Oh, yeah. We'll go.
Thank you.
Sure. Right. Okay. That concludes our business, except for... At this time, we will have public comment. Do we have any public comment? Okay. Hearing no public comment, do we have council comment?
Does anybody know what they plan on doing with all the debris from the fire from the City Brand building?
No. No, there's not. It hasn't been contacted by Peter Pan or anyone. We don't want that in our landfill for sure.
Right.
Fella just came here. Maybe that'll be some sort of way of getting it out of town or a garbage haul. But the thought was we may contact them to see if they were going to try to hopefully haul it off the island. Maybe we could put some of our garbage on the barge.
Right.
But that's the thought. Okay. Like, we don't know. I don't think we really have room up there for it. That would really fill up. It's a lot of stuff.
Okay.
That'd be a good pile.
Okay.
But we'll keep
it's
you
going. It's going to be shrunk quite a bit, though. It's going to fill that tin down and stuff. You know, with the girders stuff over.
I like what the fella comment we had earlier with they were willing to help us maybe remove some garbage today.
Oh, he said trade.
Yeah. free rent for rock. Well, that is a very gracious company to our town, though. They get some rock free.
That was
discounted price. Yeah. Okay. Any other council comments?
I have a couple of comments. I wanted to thank Debbie for looking for, you know, looking for money for our state. I appreciate that a lot. And I'm excited about doing maybe some strategic planning as well also.
And one more.
Rita.
I know our light posts are an issue and TDS is an issue. Is there any way where either the mayor or yourself can meet with the Anchorage to help push this along to where we can get help with our streetlights? Not just do it once if they don't get back to you, try again.
Well, I have been thinking about visiting with AEA, Alaska Energy Authority, because we have a report that we have to have done in April for the CCE, the Power Cost Equalization Program. And so I'll be working with TDX on that. I'm not sure exactly all the detail. I just haven't had time to sit and look at it because it's not there yet, not time to do it yet. So I will bring that up.
Okay. Because I feel like it shouldn't have to be out and just constantly trying to get the help with our budget here, in my opinion.
You told me you were going to started on that once they got the boom truck, and I've seen it once, my crew has seen it once.
Okay.
And those were the only two spots I've seen it at work.
I've seen it driving around a couple times, but
yeah, I mean, there's a lot of money out there for energy projects, but we don't own the, like I said several meetings ago, I'm like, it's too bad we can't come up with some kind of hydro project, some kind of grid, or something that we can even take advantage of some of this money and sell to TDX or just unplug TDX and plug in the city to our more efficient energy source. But I don't know. I mean, I look forward to sitting down with them and then going to talk to AEA to what they have to say and how, I mean, I know we have an agreement where the city is responsible for the maintenance of our light posts, but the problem is we don't have power to them, right?
Yeah, it's the power part, some of it's underground. Like, my crew, we've actually had to spare a wire, change the wire that could go up to the light because it was broken where we went to it, but it's underground or even locked.
And I understand that they have, it's aluminum wire, not copper.
What?
Is that correct? I was told that the distribution system in Sandpoint is aluminum wire, not copper.
Your main three legs going up to the school and around there, they're aluminum. They're not copper. And I don't know what the service lines are. Probably the same thing, but it was cheaper. Copper got expensive. But they saw it coming. So they switched over thinking, well, aluminum's cheap. Well, it's not cheap no more. But, you know.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. I don't. Thanks for that comment.
Yeah, we will look.
Yeah.
You will have some time with them, hopefully, find some.
Yeah, I will have some. I'm going to sit down with
them. Can I throw a word of caution in on the green stuff?
Oh.
I just saw a thing today on batteries. Now, the old timers had good. I mean, they can put a tide wheel out there and discharge DC and run things off DC and whatnot. But this new stuff, it was just thought, I was just watching a program today about it. Something like the size of our pit over here. We get one battery for these new EVs they're talking about. I mean, you're talking about a big chunk of Atlantic disappearing. Mighty big hole. Hey, China to do the planet. But just, that's one thing to remember is batteries. It's not just somebody's just going to make them. It takes a lot of material to make one of those batteries. So,
yeah.
Like I said, they ran a whole mining company over there off one little trickle of water. They're trying to reinvent the wheel. I think they're all a bunch of fools. So for that, I better shut up. We're on here.
Yeah. But yeah, thanks for your comment, and then following up on that, it amazes me that we have three harbor fellas who are not linemen calling up poles with live wires in their hands to fix them. How we got to this point in the city is amazing to me, because I had a person that I know invite a TDX to their house because their main breaker on one of these meters burned, and he asked them to fix it, and he told them, you're going to have to get an electrician. He left. So people that are up there are not electricians. I think her question is, go to the source is probably the correct thing here. I don't know how we're going to get their attention. We've been here forever, 5-10 years asking, but we'll try, though. So it is a circle of, we'll see you tomorrow, never come. So thanks. So any other questions?
Thank you, probably do, including the office staff, but a big shout out to everyone who helped clear the school sewage line. That was a big job. I know the crew did a lot there. Trey Newman also did a lot. And then Desma Bosch in here as well was really integral in that. So big thank you to everyone who helped clear that out. Could have been a disaster. It was a disaster, but could have been a really bad disaster.
Thank you, Austin. Correct. I'll chime on this. Nice to be done. Yeah. Thank you. Any other comments?
I think whenever the guys, if they're going to do lights from now on out, just as a matter of record keeping, they call EDX and have them shut the power off pedestal. Ask if we have to fix it. Kind of force them to address the issue.
Okay. Good idea.
We don't
want anything hurt. Yeah, and it closed down. But they do it for themselves, but they don't seem concerned about us.
I don't want to get lit up.
Yeah. Insurance reasons. Thank you, Jack. All right, thanks. Any other comments? All right, thank you. Okay. None. We'll move on to the next. We'll be moving into executive session. That's not a word. For personnel, the administrator's mid-year review. So at this time, do we have a motion to go into executive session?
I'll make a motion to go into executive session and invite Debbie into executive session one time.
Okay, we have a motion to invite Amy and myself into executive session at
7:59.
Yep. We don't have a second.
Oh, a second, sorry. Oh, yeah, I'll have a second.
Yeah.
I have a second person.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I was like, wow.
7:59. Yeah, okay. Thanks.
Anybody listening in, we'll adjourn after up to unmute, and we'll join back after executive session.